I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Philippine city of Morari is still under siege since ISIS-pledged militants overtook it on May 23rd and killed several dozen citizens. Although the Philippines president, Rodrigo Duterte, said on Saturday that the city would be freed in 3 days, officials are saying now it could be longer. Nearly 1,500 civilians have escaped the city so far, and there are reports that fleeing citizens are also hiding their Christian neighbors to help them escape as well. Even though the Philippines population is mostly Catholic Christian, the radical Muslim population in the south is gaining power. Frontiers USA works to bring the gospel to Muslims, and Frontiers president Bob Blanco says we need to pray towards that end.
Let's pray for the Christians in the Philippines. They are being tested in a way that we have never been tested in our country, the very soul of their country.
And then with summer vacation just around the corner, kids will be finding ways to enjoy their time off for a few months of freedom. Greg Yoder says Keys for Kids can be one of those ways.
Keys for Kids devotionals, I think, are so neat because not only are they providing stories that are real life and are entertaining for the kids, but really it's encouraging the kids to be in God's Word all summer long.
Yoder says the impact of a summer with Keys for Kids won't end in August.
Not just introducing them to Jesus, as I said, but it's really providing them the tools they need to be apologists for their faith, to be able to defend their faith once they get back to school in the fall.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper. I mean, you read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they translate God's Word into sign language. Download your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.